If you're sculpting, and at least for the purposes of the discussion today, accept the premise that power has a vision. What I'm arguing is that it magnifies their impact because globally, those who endorse this vision secretly can help further it. If you have a goal, everything you do can be focused towards that goal. And because their goal is global, nothing but a global vision to challenge it can challenge it. I mean, that's strategically, that's the only way for us to get a future that is an alternative to the one being crafted for us. So if you're sculpting a world reality of hierarchy, and I'm hoping we don't have to make a case that we have a global reality sculpted by this principle of hierarchy. Class itself is its main manifestation. But it's everywhere, in family, in every institution, in schools, rank, hierarchy, authoritarianism, following orders, passive obedience is the underlying premise of class society. So if you're sculpting a world reality of hierarchy, there's got to be winners and losers. How else keep the con going? It seems to me self-evident that if you have a ladder and keep folks on the lower rungs, they're going to be so focused on just trying to look up and grab a higher rung. They're not going to look behind them and see who set the whole thing up. It's a technique of control that has worked magnificently since it was first systematically installed, applied, and reinforced and reproduced cyclically through the institutions of class.